I'd like just to add another observation about, you see, after knowing Shoresh Ches and looking at the Rambam in Hilchos Ovel, it's like an amazing thing happened, okay? And not knowing Periches, you know, yourself, you know, what's the pasuk? Why does he say this pasuk? What's it now? But it's not like, you know, it's like Morav Masech Hashem. You know, it's like a Oisei fella, okay? So, you know, we were talking about a Pirush Mekub. We see, because the impression is in the Shroshim, is the key of the pasuk, the kosov itself is telling you about this, and can make a shlila into azhara. Okay. Here we're talking about a poshta sipur, and there's no pasuk. Okay, the pasuk only says b'chal. We from that pasuk we know that it's you know, it's that there's an issue that someone has to that. Does this, you know, it's not eat to be in Hashem. Okay, Beseda. I just want to point one thing out, okay? So we thought Ki'ilu, that the Pirush Mekubal is coming to tell you something, and Mimela makes the Sibur into a Tzibur, okay? Okay. But if you think about it, and you look at two things, it becomes a lot more different, because does the Rambam in Hilchos Ovel say Mipi Hashmua Lomdu? He doesn't say that. Okay. Do we know there's a Pirush Mekubal? We know the Rambam's opinion is something like a Pirush Mekubal, but the Pirush Mekubal, which he quotes in the midst of Lo Yitameh, is not a pshat and posuk. He just says, we see in the Moy cotton, there's a mitzvah say. It means the Matiki HaShmur said, there's a mitzvah over in Minyan HaMitzvahs. So all you have really, the Ram doesn't say, Pi HaShmur Lom Du, that's the pshat and the posuk. You have Ki'ilu Tersik saying, that not being noig avelus and if we call aninus and avelus, I'm not getting involved in that issue, is we're frowning on it. And we have a Pirush Mekubal for Moshe Rabbeinu that there's a mitzvah, a minyan mitzvahs, that by itself should be enough to convert this sipur into a tzivoy. See, it's going a lot further. Because I was looking at it and thinking about it last week and examining it, you know, as I was, I said to myself, what's happened here? And that's all we know. You can fill in lines and gaps, but anything you're going to say beyond that is pure supposition. Okay? That is point one. Okay? Now, what I'd like to do is pick up in Shoresh Tishi'i. The first little tidbit, which I spoke about last week, you know, either it's not, you know, major one way or the other, you know, either you got it, you know, or we're going to move on, okay? Because I think there are major interesting things going on in Shoresh Tishi'i. And I think the most interesting and honest of them all, let's just read it. Hashoresh Tishi'i. So the Dvorim is very meaningful in Minyan HaMitzvahs. We have to know what these Dvorim are. Okay? V'hamitzuvim bohem. Da. We'll get back in each two. This is going to show you what's amazing happening. Da. Shekol tzivui ha-teira v'azoreh v'azoreseho, every mitzvah say and alois haseh, okay, which is minyan mitzvahs, hinei heim bi'arbo'o dvorim. They're one of four categories. B'deyos, u'b'pulois, u'b'midos. Ubedibo. Okay. You know, what is the purpose of this? Why is the Rambam starting telling the stories? You know, we know that, you know, in the Geinim, there might be certain approach of mitzvah sichliyos and not sichliyos and categorizing mitzvahs, okay? But why in the world should the Rambam begin to categorize mitzvahs in the Shoshim, okay? And in Sherish Tess, becomes very, very odd. We have no clue why the Rambam is doing this over here, okay? And you understand yourself. To say this is a tangential remark, to start talking about the four different categories of mitzvahs, is very odd, especially the placement of this, that he's just getting to started to tell us that you categorize minyan mitzvahs by the volume. What does it mean? Sometimes the Torah has an aseh and a lois aseh and mentions it many times. If the Torah is only repetitive and there's no new idea, let's say, so you say it's kefal alav lechizuk or kefal aseh lechizuk. And the Rambam says there's a different dovo. No! Then it's a separate mitzvah. So at the beginning of this discussion, just telling us this, he finds it necessary to tell us that there are four categories of mitzvahs. And the thing, you see, there are two different issues, you know. Well, you know, what does he want, okay? But you know, we can live with it or not live with it. But the more important and the basic question is not what does he want, but why in the world should the Rambam put this in the beginning of Shoresh Chi? Okay. You could imagine a general introduction, excuse me, to minyan mitzvahs and categorizing the mitzvahs. Same way we find the Ba'al categorize mitzvahs loisaseh according to Einshim, and then there's mitzvahs kumvaseh, and there's parashis mesuzahs and see whatever that means. But there's the three categories, okay? Here we don't know what he's talking about. What does he want with these categories, correct? Okay. Now I want to go out and on, and I want to explain the answer to this question, Tiyad Hashem HaTov Olai, okay? Say that. We'll see how far we get, but you know, I want to focus on this. This, I mean, just think, if you think about the problem is just amazing. Okay? So let's start slowly, okay? The word dvorim, okay, is in Arabic, is every drama wrote his the Shoshim in Arabic, correct? So, there's an Arabic word over here. And the Arabic word is Al-Ashir, okay? Which is the root is Shi, Shin Yud. And Al, I guess, is like a Hey Yidia. And Shia is in plural, so it's Haddivorim, okay? That's why Ki'im had Dvorim HaMusarim, okay? Now, this word is a different Arabic word than the word Arabic word Ma'ane, Mem Ayin Nun Yud, which is the word for Inyan. Okay? And the interesting thing, I just want to mekatsa on this. The Rambam, when he talks about how you define mitzvahs and what mitzvahs are all about in the psicha, in his akdomo, he says he's going to define the dvorim that the mitzvah is talking about. So it means that dvorim are very basic and important in mitzvahs. Okay? And he does this here. And in the psicha, and he does it again in Sheresh Chamishi. Okay. I'm just gonna do this very short, but you see, in Shira Shishi, he flips the whole world around. And Shira Shishi basically says that if you have a lav and a say in the same dovo, which is the shir, it still is two mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs because it's two inyon. That's what he says at the end of the shirish, which becomes absolutely amazing. So then, the bottom line of what's the kaveya is not the volume, but what's in yonim. So how do you write shirishishi? And you know, and write what he wants to show is she, okay. And then you might ask yourself the opposite question. Assuming all this is true, okay, wouldn't you assume, let's say, the nusach and show is she, with ma'ane, with inyan, wouldn't you assume that show is she should be after show is she, not preceding it? Okay. So I want to suggest something. First of all, if you look very carefully in Shiras Chi, in Shishi, okay, the Rambam clearly says that Asei Shabbat and Lois HaShabbat, the reason why it's two mitzvahs is because of the Pirush HaMakubo, that the Matiki HaShmua said it. Okay. And what he does is throws in for icing on the cake. You know, you want another reason, which you're not going to understand now because I haven't really developed it. It happens to be there's two different inyan. Okay? But that is not the reason that he really is projecting. He projects, okay. So I was wondering, that's first of all why it's not the Seder is okay. But I was wondering, are there real differences between saying that it's the volume or saying that it's an inyanim? Do we find in mitzvahs aseh or in mitzvahs leis aseh they will have and have two aseis on something, okay, which are bedover echod, but it's two mitzvahs because it's two inyanim, okay? Or do we find the same issue in mitzvah lois aseh, that really it's the same dovo, but it's two mitzvahs because it's two inyan, two ma'ane? So my suggestion is you don't find it. The only case that you find this disparity, this discrepancy between the volume, between the shai and the shi, or the ma'ane, is only in Shiras Shishi. So since the main reason is completely independent of everything, it's because of Matiki HaShmua, so then the discussion is really a mute discussion. And you could present it as the volume, and you could present in the beginning of the Shir, in the Psicha as the volume, and you have no problem. Okay? I didn't prove anything, okay? I only suggested that I'm not sure there's a problem. Okay? Okay. That is the beginning now. But you know what the amazing thing is? So he's using this idea of volume, right? Okay. When he describes and he categorizes what mitzvah is all about, he uses, and he says that it's ba'arvo or dvorim, he's using the same Arabic category to explain what the four types of mitzvahs are. And that's also the same thing as Shia. But there's not ha'dvorim, it's dvorim. Da! I'm not sure what translation what you have. She called Sibui Hatego. The Azoroseho, hey mitzvahs asei, because tzivuyim, you see this, he's coming off the backdrop. What did he say in Shirish Shmini? That mitzvahs or Tzivuyim, okay, which we knew already before he assumed that. But the Tzivuyim is a composite of mitzvah Tzivuyim of Aseh, and Asholos of Tzivuyim Ulois Aseh. So it means, called Tzivuy HaTorah, which are V'Azor Aseh, which both the mitzvah Aseh and Ulois Aseh, Heim B'Arvo Dvorim. Okay? And the same word. And it's amazing. He has a premise at the beginning of the Shurish and uses the same word to discuss what type of mitzvahs there are. Okay? So my suggestion is, which is going to take a major part of the shiur now, is that the Rambam learned, now what are these four categories? Deos, which is something about Yediyah and his boilinus and a limur omuk. It's an understanding of something. That's what the mitzvah is. Leida! We'll see about that. Then there's pulois, to do something. Then there's midas, so to see what midas are. Midas basically are probably character traits. To explain what they call in the modern Hebrew the Ofi Shoben Adam, what he actually is doing, his character traits, okay, his trait. Okay. It's not like the Midas that we learn in the Musas, okay, we'll see about it, okay. And then there's Dibur. And Pula is Dibur, two separate categories, okay. And these are all called Arbo'ot Dvorim. So my premise is that you'll find one mitzvah, and I'll show you that the Lashon Rambam seems to point in that direction. Because he says later, because in the next paragraph, at least the next paragraph, I don't know where you're standing. I'm just going to skip a little bit. When he finishes, he has a long discussion and giving examples of each category, both the mitzvah seh, mitzvah lois seh, which is a major limud in itself, okay. Then he says like this, v'kasher husagu, elu inyonim, when you come to the conclusion and you understand these inyonim, okay, hine roi limnois elu inyonim, Hamitsuva, but he changes the word to man, okay, without any problem. Vamuza Hamitsuva, the assay. Vamuza Aleim, and the Lois Aseh, okay? Bein Shuhu Maise, O Deya, O Dibo, Oimida. Why is he repeating this? Vloimifna Luibu at Sibuyim. But I assume that it's in each category by itself. But if it's the tzivu is in a different category, you have one tzivu, which is a deya, and another tzivu, which is a pur, ashola, then it's two mitzvahs just by the mere fact that it's a different dovo. Because the dovo defines the minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So that's an amazing thing. Okay? Just before we start, we know very clearly that deis are meaningful in mitzvahs. Because we know from the fact where the Rambam sets up in Moed Nevuchim that they heard at Har Sinai in Aseres HaDibros cold volume, okay? Cold volume, the Rambam says, they didn't hear the volume. They heard the kill of the volume. Because someone who is not Roy from the Boer cannot have a prophetic experience and even have Sinai. Those who were not Roy did not experience the prophecy in Har Sinai, contrary to other Rishon. Okay. So that's an amazing thing. How did Chazal say? How did Chazal say, okay, and explaining the member of Simloi, it says there were two mitzvahs which they heard מפי הגבור. שומו מפי הגבור. CSO, what does that mean? שומו מפי הגבור. שומו מפי הגבור? They couldn't hear it. And the Ramdach is against it. It just couldn't make any sense, correct? So the Ram does this amazing thing. These mitzvahs that they heard were deis, and they only heard the call, but they understood. They understood the tzivui through intellectual understanding, and that's what shamu. Shamu means to understand, and that is what happened here. Okay, so we understand from that the deis are something as far as mitzvahs are concerned. But we don't have any clue from that that deis a reason to make different mitzvahs, or that deis is something how Hashem increased many of mitzvahs. Okay, so I would have assumed, because I don't find, you know, you'll find a lav sheish by ma'isa, lav sheim by ma'isa, you know, you can start throwing words around or whatever it is. Okay. Or Shemei Kalina might be in Dibor, but it's not in Pur. We can play around, but it doesn't tell you anything. Okay? So I think the Rambam assumes, that's what I would say, I don't see any source for this, that a Dibor and a Pula and a Amida and a Deya are different dvarim. And since the hymn is a double portion, the Dvorma Keveya, that by definition is enough. Okay? I can't tell you I know anything about this, but this is a premise the Rambam bases this about, and I'm not impressed. I didn't get the impression. The Ramban attacks him, but that's not really our issue over here, because we're not done in the Ramban at the moment. Okay? So that's what we have, correct? Now the next step. I'd like to show you an example of this. But that's what I think that line seems to point to that. Okay? I'd like to even show you two examples of this. Two examples of how this happens. Okay? Here we go. Here it is. We have the following quote. Now let's read a little bit over here. V'zeh sheita tzaveinu lizbor be'ezadeya. Okay. O shizhanu mi lizbor ezadeya kagod shizhanu mi lizbor hu elohus lezulasai. Lo yeh lecho Elohim achirim alponai. And then, if you go a little bit further, he says, v'tazhireinu me'eze pu'ula k'goin ma shehuzhalnu me'lahakri v'zuas liyisala m'lishtachavuis l'ne'abad zuasai. Basically, is another law in Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay, so I'd ask you, if you think about it, would you have assumed that Lo Yeh Lecho Elohim Alponai Achirim Alponai, and the issue of avoided to Avodah Zorah, the law really is the same thing. Okay? And it's very clear in the Rambam, even setting up over here, there's two mitzvahs in the minyan. Okay? And that really is the law of l'sishtachaveh lohem. Mitzvah loisa se'alef, mitzvah rishonah,
Okay.
Elohim Acheiru Aponai. And then Lo Yisaseh Shlo Lishtachavus Lavulizor Afopi Shinu Derech Avodosa Vishtachavosh Nem Lo Yisachavelah. Okay. One is a Pula, one is a Day. Okay. Now, if you look at the Ramban, and both of them are on the Dibur Hasheni, correct? And Aseres HaDibur is correct? Correct. So what do you have here? An amazing thing. Because the Ramban learns, didn't what the Ramban discussing this? He discusses and he says, all the mitzvahs Loisa said in the Dibur Hasheni, okay, are really one in the minyan. Okay, there's one Dibur, another Dibur. Okay, the Seder. The Rambam makes the first two Dibros, shh! The Rambam makes the first two Dibros into five. Five. God says two. So how do you get five? But Bundeshal, see this? Since they heard the first two Dibros, you should either heard five mitzvahs that they heard, how do you get two? So the answer is that in the second Dibur, the mitzvah cholok be'etzim yisoy dinoi. One of the mitzvahs is like the first mitzvah, Anocha Hashem Elokecha. It's a deya, which you masik from the cold dvorim. Everything else, lo yishtacha bebehem, lo yisobdeim, lo yisasa lo chafesel, all this is not that they didn't hear anything. It was like, There was no difference in the Aseres HaDibros between the first two Diburim and every other Dibur. It was all the same. They heard the cold volume, but the cold volume from the first two Diburs, they heard two mitzvahs. And they didn't hear the rest of them. Because the rest of them was, they didn't even know, they heard there was a tail of the volume, but they had no clue what it was all about. Unless they understood it. Okay?
Okay. So it's a new understanding of the Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe plus the two.
Yeah. I think I might have mentioned that, but okay. But now that we have this, and it's very clear over here that the Rambam is trying to tell you something about this, what I want to develop as much as I can, this whole idea of what is the difference between, because according to Rambam it's all the same. Okay, which is, that's going to be amazing. We'll see if we get to another example. Okay, that's what I like to focus on now. But you can understand yourself that this, you know, this whole new insight, you know, I could have skipped over this. You know, it looks a priori when you read the Shoresh, you know, it's almost like let's send it out of. What's he talking about? You know,
I'm not sensitive to the problem. I'm not sensitive to it. Oh. Don't believe this. Don't have an idea. And don't do an action. Why is it so precious? It should be the same.
It's not the same, but it basically is. The Rambam's saying it's basically the same. Had it not been one is a day and one is a pool. That's what he's trying to tell you over here. The fact that this is a day and this is a pool. That gufa makes it as a separate dog. Okay? You're correct. The Ram could say a svara that these separate categories are different volume. Okay? But the fact, basically, the nose, the subject matter of the mitzvah is the same. The only difference is that the way the mitzvah is done. You have pula, you have a deya, and that's what happens. Okay, which is an amazing thing. Now I'd like to show you what this means. I'm going to tell you things I hope, at least to me, what Chidush Nifloim and what Avodah Zarah is all about, and what Liyeloch Elohim Acheinu and whatever's happening. Because I'll let you in, so I will come back to this later. If I'd ask you, Kabbalah Be'eloha, okay, Kabbalah Eloha, where would you put it? Under which love? Would you put it under the love of Lo Yechol Lehim Achayim Alpona? Or you put it under the love of Lo Yishtachavit? So everyone would say, without looking at it, they bring it even to stake the place, stake their life on it, that it's Lo Yechol Lehim Achayim Alpona. And the Rambam puts it into Lo Yishtachavit, Lo Yishtachavit. You understand? So what is going on here? What is this love? What is it? Okay? Okay? That's a reasonable question, okay? You see, what makes the question reasonable is that it's so counterintuitive that you basically understand yourself that the Rambam missed the boat, or our way of looking at things is completely nonsensical. Correct? That's what we have? Now, next. Let's do it, okay? Just to start off, if I would ask you, is Avodah Zorah, the Isa Avodah Zorah, okay? In somewhat violence, is it kofar beika hagodol shakol toliboy? Say pure, we know kofar beika, whatever it is, it's all the same, right? Right? But I ask, you know, we know it's like this kofar beika hagodol shakol toliboy. Just want to tell you, Sid, the Ram only uses this lashon by lo yelecho elohim achayim apolei. He doesn't use it by Avodah Zarah. And isn't it amazing also that Hilchos Avodah Zarah are separate halachas, and then it's Hilchos Yisod Yetera, and Lo Yelecho Elohim Achayim Aponai is in Hilchos Yisod Yetera, and all the Yisrael Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah. So I ask you, you know, Tambar makes it all a mitzvah. I ask you, is Lo Yelecho Elohim Achayim Aponai? That's Avodah Zarah. No! Hilchos Yisod Yetera. Okay? That's also what he happened. You see, the Ram is doing something over here. Also, listen to this. Per Gimel Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hamakablo Olov Echad Mikol Mini Avodah Zarah Beloha Chayv Skila. Okay. Afilu Higbia Levena V'Oma Lo V'Oma Lo Afilu higbil alavena v'omar lo eliato v'chol kiyotze b'dibur zeh chayim. Chayim? Chayim for what? For the love of Lo Yishtachaveh. He's in the middle of Perek. He's not in the Yisod Yetereh. Talking about Lo Yelecho Elohim Achayim Aponai. He's in the middle of Hilchos Avodah Zarah telling you something, and he says, and that's what maybe the Ve'afilu Higbir. Okay? So I don't know, it could be that without the Higbir, it's nothing. And the Kabbalah Seluhus is only meaningful in terms of the Higbir. And that's called Lo Yishtachaveh. It's an amazing thing. Okay, listen to the lashon again. In the middle of the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, explain the love for Lo Yishtachaveh. Hamakabel alav echad mikol mini Avodah Zarah beloha chayv skila afilu igbi levena. What's afilu igbi levena? That's what the Kabbalah of Ruchus has to be with a Maise and a Maise. And that's the Lush Shtachaveh. V'yomah lo ha'ein li'ato v'chol ki'etze b'dibo zeh chayi v'afilu chozo b'y teke l'idibo v'omah ein zeh eili ein chazo l'kuma l'niska. Look at the Lechem Mishnah, you see that word. Now, Uyvei mi'avo v'yiro is chayiv when there's Kabbalah syllabus. So I want to tell you, the Machayiv is not Oyvid Ma'avo V'yiro, it's the Maisa with the Kabbalah syllabus. It's all the same thing. That's the Rambam. In Per Gimel Alochavov, Oyvid Avodizov Me'avo in Kibla Lo Be'loha Chayiv Skila. It is what it is. Okay. Isn't Kabbalah Elohus and Lo Yelecho Elohim Achirim Aponai the exact same thing? This is so, it's so counterintuitive with what we're talking about. See, we never thought of what Kabbalah Elohus was. We never defined it. Okay. Now I want to tell you what it is. The Be'emes and Deis and Pulis Achok and the Gamre. Okay. And as I said before, the Issa Lo Yelech Elohim Achirim Aponai is basically Deus Issei De'Atera. Kabbalah Elohus is only Issa Avodah Zarah. The Lo Yelech Elohim Achirim Aponai is the to be mala aladas, that there's another being equivalent to Kaviyocho. Not there's another being that has power, there's someone else or something else like Kaviyocho. And this is Tfilah Beika, and only this. And that's the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yisei De'Atera Halachavov, when he starts out Shiesh Elokan, whatever it is, Nimsa, whatever it is, like this. He says, V'yediyas Dovazeh, that which he mentioned in Halacha Aleph and Halachavov, Mitzvah Saseh. Shenema Anoich Hashem Elokecha V'chol Amale Al Da'ate Sheshom Eloka Acher Chutz Mizeh Oy V'molei Sase Shenema Lo Yelocho Elohim Achirim Aponai V'kaifa Be'ika Shezeho Ika Hagodo Shal Kol Tolibo. And this is the day, and this is the peculiar thing. And he's not doing anything. He's been mala. He's ready to entertain the possibility. Mala adateinu. He's ready to entertain that. It means his deya, his yidiya amuka in Anoi Cheshem Lokecha is missing. And that's Kfir Beika.
The definition of Elo Acher means the only.
No, Elo Acher means there's another God equivalent. There's a duality. And the whole time, the only time the Ram uses the word Kofa Be'ika in Mishnah Torah is only over here. Okay? And that's the Deya, and that's the issue. See, it's not only what happened is the fact that the mitzvah is a daya, even though kilu dova echod transforms the whole way we think about what the mitzvah is. Interesting, in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vov, ho'ivet avodah zorah, echad ho'ivet, v'echad hazeveach, v'echad hamakate, v'echad hamnaseh, v'echad mishtachve, v'echad hamakablo olo beloha, v'oimet lo'i eliyato. You know, it's a pella. If you think about the Mishnah is talking about Oyver Avodazor and giving you all the examples. And one of the examples is Kabbalah Beloha. So I've learned that the Kabbalah Beloha is something else. It's the Chenis Avodazor. The Chabaduik in the Mishnah.
What's the Mishnah? Where is it?
It's the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. A Mishnah. Now. Okay. Now. Let me explain to you what happened over here. Okay? So this becomes mamish, amazingly interesting. Okay? If you look in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it goes like this. Shh! Iko hatzivoy ba'avodah zarah shelo lavod echo mikol habruim lo lemaloch. When a person is Oved, a galgo, a maloch, al kecha, he thinks that that's Elohus, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochu. Or he thinks that they have some power independent of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I want to gain something from that power, which is a very different idea. It's not Kfir Beika. So listen to what he says. Iko hatzivui b'avodizor shulavod echo mikol abruyu v'imaloch v'legalgo v'lekecha v'lechot me'abo yisridis v'lechot mikol nivroyim mehen v'afapi she'oived yodeya she'ashem hu hu Elohim. There's no issue about that. It's Hashem and he's Elohim. There's no lo yelachol him achil aponai. Who even hanivro hazer al derech she'ovad enosh v'anshei deiroi tchilo harize oiva avodizor. And hoido in avodizor and kabbalas aluhus, the kabbalas aluhus is that, you know, I have your power. I want to make a deal with you. You have an independent power of the Rebbeinu Shel. And that's what Avodah Zarah is all about. It's not Kfir Beika. And that's what the Ram says. In Perek Beis, Halacha Daleth, see how far we get. But each word over here is mamish, like it's a new world. Mitzvahs Avodah Zarah kineged ha-mitzvahs kula hu shnei mechisishku v'leisasu es kol ha-mitzvahs p'yashmu olamdu she-bavodah zarah kosu v'dabar. We're not talking about lo yelachol lehim acherim. It's talking about Avodah Zarah. It's talking about shkula kineged. It's like Kfir Beika. It's an interesting thing. Holomarito from this Pirush Makubal that this is talking about Kolmada. Holomarito shekol amoide b'avodizor kif b'chol atorokula u'b'chol anivim u'b'chol mash nitzdabu anivim me'odem b'yatzei for'olom shenem m'neyoyim ha'shetziva Hashem b'holo l'doro seita v'chol akif avodizor u'moide b'chol atorokula chol anivim chol anivim v'chol mash nitzdabu anivim. But it's not. So Derech Agav, it comes out that Avraham Avinu Shtaygin Kilo, excuse the expression, was not only understanding that Lo Yelachol Lehim Achir Aponai, but he wrote the Abba Meir Prokim Kilo. This, you refine the whole issue, not only about this issue with the idea of independent kriches from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and worked it out. That was Avraham Avinu's chiddush.
We don't understand why this is. It's not kofar bigger. Why is it kofar and kotor?
It's, you know, it's a very important yisui, but it's not kfirus. It's not kofar bigger. Okay, the pasuk tells it it's equal. Okay, the pasuk tells it's equal. That's very clear. But the lashon in yisui the atira sheishom eloha acher chutz mizeh. It's an equivalency. Now, let me read to you something. When you come then in Lisa say, hey, this we put, first of all, the little Yechalokim in Yechisidia Taylor, because that's a day, then he puts here. There's no Haloha Adas in Abu Dazor, Shesha Loha Acheshu Siba Rishaina, or Poylam Tzius. And it's a good result. When he's foolish, look in his list and say, hey. Bohu! Lisa say, hey. Bohu! Ki aminin abu de zora, ha kabona boy, koma shenebad mi balade Hashem. There's no equivalent to relationship. It's any avoidah to anything except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avodah Zohar is all about. Because you're giving them independent powers. Or even powers with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can mashpi on them. That somehow they can do something for you. Okay? So it comes out that the Ramban, putting all these mitzvahs together as one lav, okay, lo yilocholim achem aponai is everything, okay, and the Rambam over here is mamash two different worlds.
I don't see why one is saying that the Deya and the Meisar is the Mechalik. You're pointing out that the Deya is a totally different idea.
I'm saying the fact that it's a day, it makes it like that. That's why it's a different domo, because it's a day.
I could have had a day that says, don't attribute koch to anything else. And then don't do a maisa, but I have to. Why is that not a day?
It could have been such a thing. It could have been that there was such a day, okay, it could have been, but that's not the way the law says. Lo yeh locho Elohim achirim. That's what it says. That's the day it is. See, for example, I want to show you something. Okay, maybe I'll do this. I'll split this up to answer your question, because I think the Rambam made a major about face from Pirush Mishnayos. And you know, we talk about the Yigimli Kadas, Kilo, they're in cement. I'm not sure, okay, about this. Because he writes in the fifth one, listen to this. Vayisira Hamishi, Shuhu Yisale. Who asher roi le'ovdoi ul'reimemoi ul'farsen gedulosei u'mashmosei v'ein oisen king l'mash l'matim men mitzis men amalochim v'akrichovim v'agalgalim v'aseilis v'chol ma shehukav mehen v'fi shekulam mutboim pulaseim ein lehem shiltoim v'lebechira el ritzoni yisal. There's no independent Rotze. El klapov yisala yichavna machshavos ve'anichu kol ma shezulo seinu. Okay. So I would say this is Satan Shalma Yisrael, correct? Can you imagine the way he ends it? Listen to this. V'zeh ha-yisein ha-chamishim hu azhoro al-avodah zorah. Basically, what is avodah zorah? It's a daya. It is the azhoros avodah zorah. I mean, excuse me, I'm not trying, I don't know if it's kfira to say, you know, there might be differences, you know. When I saw this, I was just astounded. Because he basically is making avodah zorah into a daya. And in Mor Nevuchim, he takes the opposite approach. Listen to this line in Mor Nevuchim. Yeah. The Rambam has different categories of mitzvahs in Mor Nevuchim. So the first category is Deis Shrosh Yosh. It means you say this thing, Deis, okay? Shrosh Yosh. You know what the second category is? Haklal Hasheni, Ike, Isui Avodah Zorah. Isuya Vodazola. So Isuya Vodazola is not in the Shoshim, but you know, I was said, you know, you give me Kadas, the dollar to head. It's mamish like the world is turned upside down. And I would have assumed that he's moving in that direction already in Mishneh Torah, because even though everything is put into Hilchos, is Sefer Mada, he describes Sefer Mada as two things, as those deis which are the ikrim, and then also those things that everyone has to know. And in that is the most Talmud Torah and the most Shuva. And the question is, where does Avodah Zorah fit in all of this? It's not 100% clear. But I think in Mor Nevuchim, it's like the world changed, okay? And I think in the way set up, even over here at the beginning, if you recall, in the Psicha, he had something called Hilchos Avodah Zorah. And he knew there was something called Hilchos Avodah Zorah, okay? And there's many Isur. Like a whole new world. Okay. This I found absolutely amazing. You know, I always imagine that no one in the world can question, you know, what's going on. What's going on in the Ikrim? Okay. I'm not questioning it, but it seems that what he's referring to is this. See, I can imagine it's an Ika Hadas that you shouldn't think such a thing. It's basically your question. I can imagine it's an Ika Hadas that you shouldn't think such a thing. That they have independent Klichas, okay? But I can't in my life say that that's the Issa Avodah Zorah. Because the Issa Avodah Zorah is an Issa Pula, the way it sets up in Sefer Mitzvahs. And I assume that's going on in Mishneh Torah. And in Pirush Mishnayos, it doesn't seem to be like that. And that's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. Okay. Now, there's another example, okay, which I'll tell you, which I would like to just, instead of making an example, I'll make a few other points because I don't want to leave like in the middle, okay? Here example, we'll start here in Ches, we'll see if we'll finish it. Kagoy Mashnitztav Vinu Lizbo, okay, B'Yedias HaYichud, that Lizbo, and that he's using over here in the Lizbo, that strange word, Va'atakad, which is in the Arabic, which he uses in the first mitzvah saseh and the first mitzvah loy saseh, and it basically is yediyah amuka. Lizbo, that's what he translated, different way, whatever it is, okay. Now, in mitzvah beis, it's also the same thing. Mitzvah hayichud. Hu atzivui shenitztavinu b'yediyas hayichud. Okay. The Pola Metzias is the one that makes the world run. The Sibu Rishayna is the one that existed before. That's Havaya, which is the Shem, which existed independently. And Elokeinu is the interaction. It basically saying, Havaya Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That the Havaya and Elokeinu are the same. But the Pola Metzias, he's just saying over, it's not philosophy, he's just touching up the Pasuk. Okay? So, we're just going to ask ourselves the question. We'll begin to ask it, okay? So there's a mitzvah of mitzvahs I say. V'u'omu yisala, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's a mitzvah in many mitzvahs called Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay. So I ask you, is there a separate mitzvah called Kriyishma? Is there not? What's happening? And that is going to be the beginning of the next year of Metz Hashem B'Lined. The Rambam Mitzvah Yud, look at Mitzvah Yud, that was Mitzvah Beis, correct? Mitzvah Say Yud, what does it say? Yeah. So it's Shnevadibautabo. Okay. So the two mitzvahs in Minyan mitzvahs, there's one mitzvah called Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and another mitzvah which is mitzvah Seyichud. And we'll see, and I'll leave you with that. The interesting thing is that both Aloch Zedelis and Yireyim have only one mitzvah. The mitzvah Kabbalah Soch Shemai, which is all the same in everything. Okay? And that, a mitzvah Hashem will pick up. A mitzvah Hashem, the shiur will be in 2 weeks on Thursday. I apologize.
Have a good trip.
Okay?